stick around because we got a little bit of an interview all about the Yorkton Terriers after this Fox FM. We have a guest in the studio, Calvin Tkachuk with the Yorkton Terriers.
It does. It feels so weird when you guys call me a guest. It really does.
A friend.
But I appreciate
it.
You're a family. Come on in. Come hang out. Yes, indeed.
Always good to come home.
Yeah. We're talking Terriers this morning.
Absolutely.
We were out at the game Saturday night.
You guys were all over the place Saturday night taking pictures. You got some really good close-up.
That was all Raider.
Nothing but hockey love pictures.
Right.
My favorite, though, I happen to be sitting right at the glass when there was a little scrum along the boards, and I just wanted to stick the right in their faces and say, smile for the birdie, guys.
That was such a good picture.
That was great.
The timing was perfect.
Oh, it was. It was great.
But, great to see lots of people coming out and supporting the Terriers Saturday night. The outcome, unfortunately, wasn't what we were hoping for, but some good stuff happened.
If I say why, I may get fired by the SJHL. What I love about this team, and I hopefully you guys saw it when you were there, was they do not quit.
No.
There is no quit in these boys. Coach Emery O'Lawson has this team churning in one direction, and that is win.
Yeah.
And a great start, like Dustin Arenas. Four goals. Hat trick Saturday night. And,
yeah. No, absolutely.
Looking really good.
You know, Dustin's been a great addition to the team, and I'm not sure if you guys heard or not. Hopefully, fingers crossed, by next week, Tate Schoeffer, number 91 for us. He was our leading scorer 5 games into the season this year, and unfortunately ended up getting a shoulder injury.
Oh.
And he's been out. We did not know if he was going to be able to come back, but he has been working his tail off to come back. And fingers crossed, we're going to hear something early next week about him potentially getting back in the lineup. So already adding Dustin Arenas and then adding Tate Schoeffer to go with all the other guys with Denwanier and Perkins. And we got Hammond and Coyle. And we've got such a great group of kids. It's an exciting time right now.
Come on, watch them.
And that was a great thing. A lot of people did on Saturday as well.
Yeah, it was a great turnout. It was 710 people, which is definitely above our regular average. Looking forward to seeing hopefully more this upcoming weekend. Mm-hmm. 50-50 was absolutely amazing. A total of $5,835, which is never a bad thing because somebody walked away with $2,918, which is...
Not us.
Not too shabby a work for coming to watch a good hockey game. You know?
Absolutely.
But again, I think it was 2 home games ago, we had one in around that $4,000 mark, and that was an online winner, which is always nice to see as well. So again, you can get them either at the game in person or go online. Just go to our website, yorktonterriers.com. Click on the little 50-50 banner, get signed up, and that opens up 9 a.m. every game day.
Yeah, you got to have that ticket if you want to have a chance to win that 50-50. It's just one of the great things about coming out to see the Terriers. And as we were mentioning, we got to meet some of our listeners and say hello and snap some pictures with them as well. It's a place where not only do you get to see some great hockey, it's a gathering place for everybody. You can see some old friends that you haven't seen in a while, maybe make some new friends.
Absolutely. Or you get some really good pictures. the one nice thing, and I was going to say this, is a lot of people, when they came to the arena, picked up their 2024-25 season ticket,
nice.
Which was really nice to see. We're at 232 right now, so we're averaging about 31 a game or 31 a day so far since we've been since we started the Save the Terriers season ticket blitz. Again, one of the things I've been really trying to push or allow everyone to know is, yes, we're in some financial constraints right now, and we need some money. Plain and simple, the goal is 1,000 tickets at $200 a ticket. That's $200,000. It's a lot of money, and people are like, what's going on? Do you have a plan? We absolutely do. This money is going to end up basically clearing out a lot of debt. There's a loan. There's some maxed out credit cards. So basically, you're paying interest, and it's hard to get to the principal. So this allows us to get through all of that, mm-hmm. have enough money to move into the through the end of the season into the new one, and then also we've expanded the sales, the sponsorship manual. So there's going to be more opportunities opportunities for more sales opportunities and a whole lot of other things as well. We've also secured for April 20th this year a sportsman's dinner that will be happening. Fundraising is a big thing. We need to be more consistent with that, and we've already started that. So we've got a few events on the way, but the sportsman's dinner will be coming up April 20th. I'll have more on that coming up this Friday as well. So
right on. So much happening, and it's all to support the Yorkton Terriers, make sure Junior A hockey survives and thrives here in the city. And we want to see everybody coming out and supporting the club, whether you're getting in the seats for these last regular season games here this year or getting your season tickets for 2024-25. There's so many ways you can get behind the team.
Absolutely. And again, anyone that wants to get involved for the season ticket blitz for next season, by all means, you can go to our website, yorktonterriers.com. You can give us a call at the office, 306-783-4077. And again, a single season ticket is only $200. That's 26 games at a cost of $7.70 a game. Now, for a family pack, honestly, you are never going to find a deal like this anywhere around any hockey league at all. It's four tickets, two adults, two kids for $400. That's $3.85 a ticket.
That's less crazy than you'll pay for a coffee going through the drive-thru.
Well, it's a 20 spot to come to a game with your family.
Yeah.
And again, as far as things to look to do in the area on a Friday night, a Saturday night, I can't think of anything better, more exciting, and financially available than coming to a Terrier game and having a good time.
And the next one is this coming Saturday.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got Telemiracle, Yorkton Kinsmen with Telemiracle Night. They're going to have the silver collection being handed out handouts, as well as Telemiracle Teddy's going to be there as well.
Ah, okay.
And I'm hoping Friday I'm going to have another announcement for Saturday.
Ooh.
It's also going to be Minor Hockey Night as well. So you'll see it on our website as well as our socials coming up later on this morning. I'm going to make a call out to all of our Yorkton minor hockey teams. Come to the game, make a sign for the boys, make a sign for the team, and then after the game's done, we're going to be doing a big autograph signing for everybody. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time.
Meet the players, come out, support the squad, and just have a great time with the Yorkton Terriers.
Calvin, thank you so much for coming in the studio and talking all about the Terriers.
Always nice to come back, and thank you guys for having us, and thank you guys so much for all the support. We really do appreciate it.
Love the Terriers. Go, boys.